بسم الله الأب والابن والروح القدس الآن واحد آمين. تحل علينا نعمته وبركته من الآن والأبد آمين. النهاردة يا أخواتي في الأسبوع الثاني من شهر هاتور، الأحد الثاني من شهر هاتور، النهاردة 10 شهر هاتور، هو الشهر الثالث في النتيجة الإبطية. توت وبابا خلصوا 60 يوم وابتدينا 10 أيام في الشهر الثالث. Today is the second Sunday of the blessed month of Hatur. Usually the onset and the start of the Nativity fast follows. So this Thursday we're going to have Thanksgiving, and on Saturday, God willing, we're going to start the fast of the Nativity. So before the season of fast, the church teaches us about the division of the world, for the world is going to be divided. And because we grew up in Egypt, where it used to be an agricultural land, and the Nile flooded Egypt and crested the peak of the flood, is usually on Tut the first, on September the 11th, and the whole country is flooded, and new silt and new soil comes with the flood. So the flood stays about 60 days. The farmers cannot do anything. So through the month of Tut and Baba, there is no seeding and no farming. The farming season starts in Hatur. So the church reads for us in the first and the second Sundays of the month of Hatur a lot of readings about harvesting and sowing and farming. And the example of the farmer who went to sow his seed is read to us in the first and the second Sundays. Well, last Sunday, we had the reading from the Gospel according to St. Luke, and today we have it according to St. Matthew. It also exists in the Gospel according to St. Mark. And the Lord is saying that when the farmer went to farm his land, some of the seeds fell on his soil, and some fell on another soil. The first patch grew a small plant and then quickly died. But the second patch had good soil and the plant carried over until the end of the season and it bore fruit. And imagine if we are in a place where we are living off the land and the plants do not grow up to bring fruit. This means death to that society. So our fathers in Egypt, our fathers and mothers and generations before us mastered the art of farming so that every year there will be harvest and there will be food and the population would live. If they neglected their farming and there was no fruit, then the whole country would die. That's why in those examples, the Lord is sending us a message of the division between those who will die and those who will live. See, all the seeds that are planted and are buried. كل الحبوب اللي هتزرع هتزرع وتدفن وهتموت. All of us are gonna die. But then there is death and there is life. Some will not bear any fruit For whatever reason, the reasons are cited in the example. There are stones in the soil, or there are other plants that will choke. The expected plant. And then there is a soil that will grow and multiply and bear fruit 160 and 30. And if we notice all the readings of those 2 weeks, we notice the division in the middle of all the creation, that some will not have eternal life and some will grow to have eternal life. The good soil will have eternal life and the good soil will have fruit. الأرض الجيدة ستحيا والأرض الجيدة سيكون لها ثمر. In the Catholic Epistle today, Epistle according to St. Jude, says those who will behave according to their lusts, they will have a certain type of fruit. The Pauline Epistle says the earth will have all the rain and it will either bring thorns or weak plants, or it will earn plenty of fruit and have a good harvest. We are all created equal, so there aren't some of us who are better than others. كل الأرض مخلوقة بنفس الطريقة. ما فيش أرض في ذاتها جيدة وأرض في ذاتها وحشة. كلنا مخلوقين على صورة الله ومثاله، وعندنا إرادة إن احنا نختار أن نثمر ثمرا أو أن لا نثمر أي ثمر. All of us are created equal, so don't ever believe that there are some who are good and some who are bad. We are all bad. We are all sinners. But there are some who have fruit and some who do not have fruit. And the Lord says that when people see the good deeds that we do, they are not going to glorify us, but they are going to glorify our God. يرى الله أعمالكم الصالحة فيمجدوا أباكم الذي في السماوات. They are not going to glorify us. مش هيمجدونا إحنا، إنما يمجدوا أبانا الذي في السماوات. So what's the secret of those who have the type of earth that will grow fruit? The secret is that the Lord is working in them. سر الناس التي لها ثمر هي أن المسيح يعمل فيها. نفس الأرض، في أرض يعمل فيها المسيح، في أرض لا يعمل فيها المسيح. Same type of earth, either the Lord is working on us or we didn't give him a chance. Let me give you an example or two. There was this young lawyer, very rich, and went and got in touch with the Lord and said, Master, good Master, what do I do to earn eternal life? So he's very much like the soil that got the plant, the Word of God, and he heard the Word of God and he started sprouting fruit and he's asking about eternal life. But when the Lord told him about his weakness, that he was stealing, and told him to take all his money and give it to the poor and follow Christ, he stopped there. He didn't follow Christ. He left, for he had plenty of money. This is a soil that didn't give the Lord a chance to work in it to bring fruit. And there are many others who came in touch with the Lord, and they were really good, like the Canaanite woman, المرأة الكنعانية تلامست مع المسيح وكانت أرض خصبة جدا. She was good soil. She knew Jesus Christ, and she called him by his name and said, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of David, have mercy on me. And she was tested, and her fruit was so obvious to all those who were around her. And the Lord praised her faith. So the fruit can be faith, can be mercy, can be charity, can be prayers, or could be fasting, all done with the Lord inside. I give an example of a type of earth that flipped its nature from bad soil to good soil. When the Lord met the Samaritan woman, she was hesitant. She wanted to know, how do we pray? Do we pray and we face the temple in Jerusalem or the other temple in the Mount of Gerizim? But she had a lot of stones in her soil. And when the Lord touched her and asked her to go and bring her husband, that's where she got stuck in her heart and in her mind and confessed, I have no husband. And she turned from bad soil to good soil. And she showed to everybody the fruit, for she turned from a mere sinner who was afraid of facing everybody or anybody to a preacher who went into her village and preached and said, come and see a man who told me all what I have done. May the Lord bless us. May the Lord touch us in this season of fasting, that we fast and pray in awe and reverence and let the Lord work on us so that we can bear fruit 160 and 30. And to the name of our Lord is all glory forever. Amen.